why women should listen to their hearts, and a surprise about colorblindness coming up on the Science Update podcast. Science Update comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society, and is sponsored by ScienceNetLinks, providing a wealth of standards-based resources for K-12 science educators, including lesson plans based on Science Update radio shows, at sciencenetlinks.com. I'm Science Update producer Chelsea Wald. The short days and long nights this time of year cause some people to feel depressed and anxious, but those feelings usually go away when spring arrives. Now, new research shows that simply being born in winter could have effects year-round.
The darkness-depression connection. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Being born in winter might contribute to anxiety and depression in some adults. That's the conclusion suggested by research in Siberian hamsters. Neuroscientist Randy Nelson and student Leah Piter of Ohio State University raised the hamsters in short, winter-like levels of daylight from gestation until weaning. Tests showed signs of anxiety and depression in the animals. Then, the scientists began giving them long, summer-like days, which Nelson says should have cheered them up.
What was interesting was animals that were born in short-day condition retained those depressive-like symptoms even after they switched over into long days.
So the season of their birth had a permanent influence on their mood. Nelson says this supports other evidence that humans born in winter are more prone to depression. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Some diseases are strongly genetic. If your parents have them, you have a good chance of getting them too. But others are more complex, requiring a combination of genes, environmental factors, and sometimes even chance. Next, we answer a listener's question about one of these complex diseases.
Is there an MS gene? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Multiple sclerosis, often called MS, is a disease of the nervous system that can lead to vision problems, loss of coordination, and other symptoms. Listener Rosemary Wise of Tampa, Florida, asked us if genes play a role in MS. Jonathan Haynes is a geneticist in the International MS Genetics Consortium. In a recent study of families with more than one case of MS, he helped confirm that a gene called HLA makes people more susceptible to the disease.
Multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease, and the HLA gene is one of the important genes in the autoimmune process.
But Haynes says the gene confers only a small risk of getting MS, and some people get MS without having the gene. If you have a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Next on the Science Update podcast, almost any man over the age of 50 who gets chest pains probably wonders if he's having a heart attack. But according to a new study, women are disturbingly likely to downplay or dismiss their symptoms.
Why more women should listen to their hearts. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Women with heart disease may be too stoic for their own good. That's according to health researcher Steve Erickson and his colleagues at the University of Michigan. Looking at 500 heart patients, they found that the female patients had more serious symptoms, took more medications, and were more physically impaired by their disease than the male patients. Yet they described their illness as less severe than the men did. And Dr. Erickson says the problem appears to be even broader.
The medical literature is full of examples of where women will downplay not just cardiac illness, but illness in general.
Which means both doctors and patients may need to be more vigilant when it comes to women's health. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Just a few years ago, scientists discovered a new type of bacteria that lives in the sludgy ocean floor. To survive there, these bottom-dwelling microbes have developed unique chemical properties, many of which may help us fight cancer.
A cancer-fighting sludge dweller. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Bacteria that live in mucky ocean sediments have recently yielded a treasure trove of potential cancer drugs. One of them is being developed by Ken Anderson and his colleagues at Harvard's Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. The drug attacks a part of the cancer cell called the proteasome.
The proteasome can be thought of as a garbage disposal for the cell. And plainly, the cancer cell has more garbage protein, that would mean misfolded, mutated, dysfunctional protein, than normal cells.
Jamming the proteasome makes the tumor cells fill up with garbage and die. Healthy cells aren't as vulnerable because they produce less garbage protein. After promising lab and animal studies, the drug will soon begin clinical trials against an incurable bone marrow cancer. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Finally, on the Science Update podcast, red and green are the colors of the season, and some colorblind people can't tell the difference between them. But you may be surprised by what colorblind people can see.
What the colorblind actually see. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Colorblind people should actually be called color different. New research in the journal Current Biology has shown that some types of colorblindness allow people to see the differences between colors that look the same to people with normal vision. This happens because one of their retinal cones is optimized to absorb higher frequency light than normal. The scientists conclude that some color blindness is not blindness at all, but rather sensitivity to a different color dimension. In other news about the senses, researchers report that kittens born deaf and given cochlear implants developed auditory brain connections similar to those of hearing cats. The scientists say this adds to the evidence that cochlear implants can help human children develop normal auditory systems, but only if they're implanted early. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
This has been the Science Update podcast. Subscribe for free at www.scienceupdate.com, where you can browse our archive and submit science questions for our Why Is It feature. You can also call us at 1-800-WHY-ISIT. The Science Update podcast comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Chelsea Wald.